Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1298, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll get 86'd, have some songs about the number 5, go looking for some things, and after a lunch break, hear from New Orleans' Willie Jackson. I ran out of time for one of the records I was going to play in last week's Dan Sullivan segment, so it's going to start off this segment, now about lunch.
Hello, Patsy.
Hello, Nothing.
Say, I went by you when you were standing at the dock the other day, and I spoke to you like a man, and you wouldn't look at me. Say, tell me, are you mad with me?
Listen to me, Mike. I'm not talking to anybody that works on that job.
Why not?
Why not? You know why not. You remember we unloaded coal a week ago tonight?
I do. It was down upon the dock the first day that I joined.
Well, sir, something happened that day that would cause a man to fight. And although I've never mentioned it, it's never left me mind.
What's on your mind?
Before I started out to work, me wife put up me dinner.
In a can?
I took the can and me coat and vest and hid it behind the shed.
You did?
When a man about your size came up, he did the thief and sinner.
Oh, look at that figure.
He stole me can, me coat and vest, and everything and fled.
The scalawag.
So I think he deserves a puncheon.
Who?
The man that stole me luncheon.
Was it me?
I never said it was.
Then don't insinuate it.
Oh, but I'm not insinuating.
But you're very aggravating.
Well, live and go.
I will.
You will?
She's gone.
Yeah, but what had I to eat? I'd give $5 to find the spalpeen that stole that can.
Well, I hope you don't think it was me.
I'm not saying it was you, and I'm not saying it wasn't you.
What?
But let me tell you something, Mike.
What?
It was somebody that looked like you.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Now, Murphy, you're a friend of mine, and I know all your ways.
We worked together many days, jobbing here and there.
I've done favors for your family, too, these many, many days. But I'll get even, too, with someone, if it takes me 30 years.
You're not accusing me, man dear, of eating of your dinner.
You took no lunch with you that day, I'll take my oath on that.
But over at the Dutchman's, I had beer and sour wieners.
Yes, but beer and sour wiener, only Dutchmen live on that. So I think he deserves a puncheon.
Who?
The man that stole me luncheon.
Was it me?
I never said it was.
Then don't insinuate it.
But I'm not insinuating.
But you're very aggravating.
Well, leave it go.
I will.
You will?
Just gone.
Yeah, but what had I to eat?
One hour for lunch, yeah. 60 minutes with you, my sweet. So in love, I've dared to eat in that 1 hour for lunch. 1 hour for lunch. When the waiter says, order, please. We'll be dreaming of flowers and trees in that 1 hour for lunch. What is there on the bill of fare to compare with a love affair? Can't you see what you mean to me? Your vitamin A, B, C, D, F, G. 1 hour for lunch. I've lived time for a little snack. I put tomorrow before be back. I'm that 1 hour for lunch, yeah. Yeah, you and me are gonna have 1 hour for lunch. Ha ha. I know what we're gonna eat though.
Oh, here comes Marty. He's gonna come with us soon. Oh, no, Marty, you can't come over, right? No, no. You go home now. Just stay tonight. Yeah. Oh, send it down now. What's that, Joe? You want to come with us, too? Well, all right, then. Come on. Hey, wait for me, you cats. I'm going, too. Wait a minute. Let me catch up with you now. Now, tell me, what is there on the bill of fare? That's the menu. To compare with a beautiful love affair. Can't you see what you mean to me, you rascal? All your vitamins, A, B, C, and D. 1 hour, hold on. I'm in time for a little snack. But tomorrow we'll both be back. On 1 hour, hold on. Yeah, but wait for me now.
We started that little lunch break with The Boys from Home and The Man That Stole My Luncheon. The Boys from Home were Larry Griffin and Dinny Doyle, accompanied on piano by Dan Sullivan. Take 2 from November 13, 1928 was issued on Victor Ethnic Series V-29013. Next was Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, who had 1 hour for lunch. Written by James Cavanaugh, Harry Pease, and Nat Simon. The pianist on Bluebird B-6642, made October 15, 1936, was Queenie Ada Rubin. We finished the set with Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, who were out to lunch on March 4th, 1940. That's from a record on the rare and short-lived Amor label, number 115. The Amor Record Corporation of Hollywood, California, AMMOR, focused on artists based on the West Coast and issued the first commercial recordings by Nat King Cole. Recording and manufacturing were done by C.P. McGregor, and the company went out of business after only a few months, releasing only about 20 sides. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There's been a lot of mindless blathering recently in the media about the American slang term 86, with any number of stories being put forward as to its origin and meaning, with many wildly incorrect. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, 86, either spelled out or written as a number, first appeared in the 1930s and referred to a menu item at a soda fountain or lunch counter that had been sold out and was no longer available. The term appears in Walter Winchell's May 23, 1933 column about lingo used by soda jerks, which includes the verbal shorthand shoot one, meaning a Coke, draw one, meaning a cup of coffee, and echo, which meant a repeat order. The term shifted in the 1950s to a verb, meaning to refuse service to a customer, and later to get rid of or throw out, as in to get 86'd or bounced from a bar. And that's the basis for this segment about getting bounced. Thank you. Lightning Fingers of Ben Light with Benny's Bounce, a Ben Light original on tempo UR-64877 from 1952. Yeah, that's a ways past the 1930s, but I like Ben Light and that tune. He did make records in the 30s, and it's my show, so there you are. Before Benny's Bounce, Raymond Scott and his new orchestra, and a recording barely within the 1930s, December 21st, 1939 to be exact, Scott's tune, Businessmen's Bounce, on Columbia 39364. We started the set with Shep Fields. No, not Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm. But Shep Fields and his new music, with Jersey Bounce from Bluebird 11490, made February 16, 1942. This brassless Fields band didn't really catch on, and he actually reformed his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra after the war, which he led until 1963. I ran out of time on last week's numeric segment to play the record which is going to start off this segment, now specifically about the number 5.
Stepped out this morning to watch my drivers roll, to hear my whistle blowing while the fireman slings the coal. When I got to the switchyard, I heard a brakeman say, "Oh, what a mystery, your engine's cold today." Dee 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 d the old lady, old lady. Up stepped a little maiden with a teardrop in her eye. She began, "Oh, Mr. Man, do you pull old number five? My daddy was your fireman, and he often spoke of you, of being so kind-hearted, so honest, so brave and true." The old lady, old lady. He was found dead this morning on trestle number two, on his way to prepare the morning train for you. The story explained the mystery, though by a little maiden was told, why the first time in history I found my engine cold. So you railroad men take warning and play this game fair. So when the master calls on us, we'll meet my fireman up there. The old lady, old lady.
Thank you. what da 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 da.
You've heard of the Charleston, the black bottom.
I've got rhythms, really got 'em.
It must be something new.
I'm gonna start it for you. It goes like one. Oh, there it is, one, two, there it is, one, two, three. Can't you see where the merit is? One, two, three, four. Everywhere it is, one, two, three, four, five, step.
I've got the shoes, you got the shoes. All God's children got shoes can do it.
I've got the tomba.
Well, if you can't count, there's nothing to it.
One, heat it up, bum bum, heat it up, bum 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 bum. One, two, three, four, five, step.
I last played it over two decades ago. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal trio of Harry Barris, Al Rinker, and Bing Crosby, and Five Step, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. Take 3 from August 16, 1927 was issued on Victor 20883. Before that, the Tampa Blue Jazz Band with The Fives, written by George W. Thomas, on OK4791, made in February of 1923. We started the set with the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, with his composition, The Mystery of Number 5, from Bluebird B-5739, July 11th, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you're not, for so many reasons, but if you're like me in one respect, you spend an inordinate amount of time looking for stuff that you've misplaced. So for this segment, we're going to go in search of some things. Thank you.
Out loud, I saw Mrs. Friedrich Wilhelm Meyer, and she said to me, say, did you see little Mr. Meyer? He's a mountain climber. Every weekend he goes to spend way up in the Himalaya mountains. Tell me how he spends his time. Why don't he take me when he goes to climb? Now where is my Meyer? Und where's Himalaya? Each week he's higher. My little Meyer, I've decided Himalaya. Now what is the reason he keeps on climbing? It's not the season. I'm asking where is that Meyer? For what goes up must come down.
Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra, with Arthur Hall providing the vocal on Where Is My Meyer, subtitled Where's Himalaya, from Victor 21025, Take 3, October 15, 1927. Where Is My Meyer was composed by Anton Profess, with English lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert. It's from the touring review La Chauve-Souris, originally created in Russia in 1906 by Russian-Armenian actor Nikita Baliev. The show was very popular until the Russian Revolution, when Baliev went into exile in Europe and began producing shows there, in South Africa, and the U.S. He made the cover of Time magazine in 1927. Other songs featured in productions of La Chauve-Souris you might recognize are I Miss My Swiss, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, and O Katerina, which you heard on last week's show. I've played it several times by Ben Burney and his orchestra, and once by the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra. But before Where Is My Meyer, you heard Pearly Breed's Shepherd Colonial Orchestra with one of only three sides, recorded under his name, Where's My Sweetie Hiding, from around November 23, 1924, on Jeanette 5608. It was composed by Dick Finch and Jack Little, with words by Eddie Britt and Tommy Maley. Pearly Breed played tenor and baritone sax, and you heard solos by trumpeter Warren Hookway, clarinetist Brad Gowan, pianist Newell Chase, and Junie Anderson on banjo. The Shepherd Colonial Orchestra refers to Shepherd Colonial Stores, founded in Boston in 1865 by John Shepherd Sr. It was operated as a store of stores, with each department run like its own small specialty shop. The store was always family-operated, but John Shepherd III was also heavily involved in radio, and in 1922 installed station WNAC in the Boston store's building. The station was relocated in 1929, but in 1937, when his father, John Shepherd Jr., became too old to continue running the store, he felt his son was too involved in radio, and the store was closed, leaving the remaining Providence, Rhode Island store to be run by Robert Shepherd. It closed in 1973. We started the set with a traditional tune from 1897, Where's My Other Foot?, also known as the Temperance Reel, Rocky Road to Denver, Teetotaler's Reel, and Peeler's Jacket. It was performed there by the trio of Ted Sharp, Hinman, and Sharp on Champion 45182 from November 8, 1933. On last week's show, you heard Numbers on the Brain by Willie Jackson. I couldn't find a date of birth for him and little other biographical information, but I did find a couple of interesting recordings, so he's going to get his own segment now.
Something funny, baby, grieves my mind. I'm thinking of the future when I leave you behind. It's got me up a tree. Here's the thing that worries me. Hold up your sleeve when I'm gone. Hold on your flitter Sunday morn. And when you feeling chilling, keep you desired. All is down in your cellar. Dip some coal on your fire. Hold flame your shot of Friday night. Hold bake your jelly roll just right. Baby, tell me while I'm giving you my sweet bun ball. Hold sharp your sweet when I'm gone. dan dan dee dan 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 dee dan 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 dee dan dan dee 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 dan 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 dee dan dan dee dee dan 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 dan. Don't tell me while I'm pulling, killing in your concord. Who's gonna chop your dee-dee-dum-dum when I'm gone? I was born in Mobile, Alabama, raised in Memphis, Tennessee. But these Creole women made a fat mouth out of me. I've got to go to work, babe, and buy myself some shoes. I've got to go to work and buy myself some shoes. I keep a walking these blocks, I'm bound to get the Baffert blues. And a long, tall woman will make a preacher lay his Bible down. I seen a medium-sized woman will make a jackrabbit move his family in town. But a big fat mama will make a mule kick his stable down. I left my baby out last night to have herself a good time. Told my baby to go out and have a real good time. But the fool got drunk, drinking that gin and wine. My baby will make the man shed the courthouse down. My long tall mama will make the judge shut that courthouse down. And my long tall baby will make the mayor turn the whole town round. And I don't see how some of these jelly beans can sleep. I said I don't see how some of these jelly beans can sleep. They walk the streets all night like a police on his beat. Reason I'm gonna let my good mama be.
I told her long ago I wouldn't stand for that no more. But when I look into her eyes, I know right then and there she'd tell me some bad lies. 'Cause when she had the first child, I know that she was true. Then she got twins that made me kinda blue. The gal located triplets, I say, Mama, that will do. But she keeps it up, doggone it. She's got 17 and still wants more. Round our house looks just like Ringling Brothers show. I bleed on my soul, she's losing a Popeye mind. 'Cause she keeps it up all the time. Keeps it up, doggone it. She's got so many kids, she gave me the blues. They don't cry for biscuits, they cry for shoes. I bleed on my soul, she's losing a Popeye's mind. 'Cause she keeps it up all the time.
We started this Willie Jackson set with New Orleans Willie Jackson asking the musical question, "Who'll chop your suey when I'm gone?" composed by Sidney Bechet, with the words by Russo Simmons. Jackson was accompanied on that September 3, 1926 recording on Columbia 14165-D by Buddy Christian on banjo. Next, Willie Jackson, described on the label of Columbia 14136-D, as a big boy with the blues, and Willie Jackson's Blues, recorded April 14, 1926. Willie Jackson's Blues was written by Jackson and Steve Lewis, who accompanied Jackson on piano. Recorded in that same session, but issued on Columbia 14156-D, we finished up with She Keeps It Up All the Time, another Jackson-Lewis collaboration. We've got time for one more. Chiasmus, C-H-I-A-S-M-U-S, is a figure of speech in which the grammar of one phrase is inverted in the following phrase, such that two key concepts from the original phrase reappear in the second phrase in inverted order. Examples include, "You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy," "When the going gets tough, the tough get going," "Eat to live, do not live to eat," "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," and this one.
Thank you. fortune won and others, one for all and all for one. Only love finds us apart. I cannot share me lady, for she's the queen of my heart.
A great example of chiasmus, One for All for One, composed by Hugo Reisenfeld and Louis Alter, with the Joe Trent lyrics sung by Frank Munn, backed by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, on Victor 21908, March 7th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.